So just for the benefit of just a level check, mate, just your first and last name and your title, please.
Yep, so James Ruel and General Manager of the Bendigo Tennis Association.
Beautiful. All right, mate, here we go. In so just for right now, I will say, hey, James, how you doing? And then we'll go from there.
G'day, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. Local tennis, how's it going?
Local tennis is really, it's going fantastic. We're really wrapped with how it's projecting and where our participation is going. We're one of the lucky ones that COVID has probably been good in a way for, in the fact that being socially distanced and being individual, tennis has actually seen a pretty big upswing in participation over the last 12-18 months. So tennis is one of the lucky sports that can, you can still play at the moment, and yeah, we're really seeing the numbers come back.
Well, the good thing about that, of course, at the end of the game, you don't even have to shake hands. You just touch rackets now. You don't even have to do that. So if you've really been beaten, you just go, oh yeah, whatever, and you don't really have to shake the hand of your opponent. But that's the other thing as well, is the fact that you said there's social distance. I don't reckon you can get any further apart, can you?
No, correct to say. We're very lucky for tennis that, yeah, we're one of the sports that's been lucky enough that we were probably one of the last to get off and one of the first to get going again. So, yeah, tennis has been in a pretty lucky position.
Now, you've had a couple of big tournaments earlier this year through the summer period. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in a bit of a revised format, we usually hold our Bendigo International Tour. Obviously, that couldn't be held this year because of international borders being closed. But we held two Bendigo Pro Tour series, which had some of the best players from across Australia here for 2 weeks in January. That was really fantastic. Yeah, I think we had roughly 200-300 people through each day to see that. So it was really good having the place full again and watching some great quality tennis. And then on more of a local level, we just have finished last week our junior tournament and Australian money tournament, which we had over 400 participate over the 4 days. So that was really good to get the place full again for that too.
Fantastic. Well, speaking of juniors, junior competition started last night. Tell us about what's involved there.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the first season that we've actually looked at doing a juniors throughout winter. Usually it's pretty full on. You know, every kid's got five different sports.
Yep.
But we thought we want to keep participation going, and being people are still a bit hesitant, maybe tennis is a great option. So we've decided to run a junior competition started yesterday. And, yeah, we've got some great numbers in that, and we're looking forward to the season.
Now, is it too late for juniors to get involved in that, seeing as that was the first one, or can they rock up next Friday night?
Absolutely not. So we're not going to turn people away, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have anyone that wants to come down and have a hit of tennis. At the moment, it's a Friday night, and it's at 4:30 p.m. That's what's worked best for the players that are currently in at the moment, but we're always looking to expand. But if you're interested, jump online our website, and there's plenty of information on there, and you can register your interest on that one too.
Now, James, tell us about social competition on a Wednesday and Thursday night. Now, sadly, I just get out of work at 6:30, so I can't play. Fair to say, I just can't play anyway, but there'll be a lot of people that would be interested, no doubt, on maybe having a hit on a Wednesday and Thursday night.
Yeah, fantastic. So on a Wednesday and Thursday night, we're still running our social competitions, which have run for many years here at the centre. Again, with COVID, we've seen the numbers boom, and so we're actually at the stage where Wednesday night's actually pretty full. We can't fit many more teams in on Wednesday night, but Thursday night we've got about probably four or five more spots for teams if people want to come down and have a hit. They're both really social and really fun nights. It's not taken too seriously. It's more just social, have a hit, have fun. Say good day to your mates, and it's just a really good atmosphere.
The other thing, of course, is meet some new friends along the way. And also, James, you've got ladies' social competition.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got actually they've been around for 75 years this year. We're celebrating 75 years of the association.
Fantastic.
So the Wednesday ladies and Thursday ladies were the first ones to actually begin. So 75 years is a fantastic effort to get any competition going.
Mm.
Throughout the years, they've gone up and down. They're actually rebounding at the moment, and we've seen that was increase after COVID. So we've got some strong number of teams in both those competitions. But again, if you're a lady and you're interested in a Wednesday, Thursday morning at 10 a.m, we would love to hear from you and come on down and have a chat.
James joins us from the Bendigo Tennis Association. Now, James, memberships are available, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of options. There's obviously, you're more than welcome to become a member of the Fosterville Gold Tennis Centre and have access to our beautiful and amazing facilities here. But the other thing is, we are the association, and we have five fantastic clubs within our association, which is Spring Gully, Strathdale Park, South Bendigo, Ironbark and Strathfield stay, and we can more than encourage people to get in touch with your local club too and support them as much as possible too.
Yeah, and that was one of my next question, James, was in relation to that. So if anyone is interested in having a bit of a hit, there are some other options rather than the Fosterville Gold Tennis Centre. There are some other options around Central Victoria.
Absolutely, there is. And to say, there's a lot of sports that people are unknown about. Like Adam Epsom is in their fantastic facility. There's three courts out there with lights. South Bendigo just last week finished getting their 5-court-3 surface, so that's a fantastic facility now too. And I know that all the other clubs have got works in the process to get their courts looking fantastic too. So we really do encourage you to get down and support your local club, because they're the smaller clubs, and in order to survive, they need that grassroots support.
Hey, James, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's see if we can get some future tennis stars, especially our younger generation, maybe the next Rafael Nadal or, you know, Roger Federer or the like, and let's hope that they might come out of Bendigo, and who knows, they might be a big star in several years' time.
Absolutely. No, fantastic. Thank you for having me.